and welcome to Tamela and Taylor's Treat Talk Tuesday podcast, where we come to you every Tuesday talking about treats, business, and life. I am Taylor, owner of Taylor's Kitchen, located right here in Albion, Michigan, where we make custom sweet treats for your special occasion. We also specialize in gluten and dairy-free treats. I can be found on all social media platforms at Sweet Spirit Treats. I'm going to hand it over to Tamela.
Hi, everyone. I am Tamela, owner of Torlitas for that sweet and crunchy taste. Torlitas is a dessert company located right here in this great state of Ohio, where we specialize in salty, sweet treats. If you want to know more about me and my business, go to @Torlitas. That's T as in Tuesday, O-R-L-I-T-A-S. We have going on today, Taylor.
All right, guys. So today we're coming at you with 5 tips on networking. If you don't know what networking is, the literal definition is the action or process of interacting with others to exchange information and develop professional or social contacts. So we're just going to break that down in these 5 tips. We're going to let Tamela tell us number 1.
All right. So before I get to number 1, we know it's all about building relationships, right? Relationships matters. Okay. So it's all about developing that know, like, and trust factor. Okay. They got to get to know you. They got to get to know what you're about. Okay. So building that know, like, and trust factor when you're doing your networking makes a huge difference when it comes to networking, okay? And it's kind of like you kind of interject in there what you do, how, what problems you solve, and things like that. So let's get to the 5 best tips to networking. Number 1, be in the room. Okay, that's first. Whether it's a farmer's market, okay, whether it's on a Zoom call, whether it's at your child's game, a soccer game or whatever, you're in the room. You know what I mean? You know, it's just, you're in the space where people are, okay? If you don't show up, if you don't speak up, how are they going to know who you are and see your face or know your voice or know about your business name, okay? So be in the room. That's the first one.
I have a little tip about that. So it just involves my children. Sometimes I don't tell people who I am, and they just walk up to people and they're like, "Hi, my mom makes cakes." And then like people always, for some reason, they're like, well, most people, they're like, "Oh, it's a little kid talking to me, you know, like, let me hear what they're saying." They're like, "Hi, my mom makes cakes." And then it'll be somebody that I'd be like, I was not about to say nothing to that person. So just be bold and be brave, like little kids in this matter. And just, you don't have to be salesy. Just say, I do whatever I do. If you know someone who needs this service, please let me know. That way they don't feel obligated to use your services, and they also are like, yeah, you know, I know somebody who can't have gluten, or hey, I know somebody who can't have eggs, you know, something like that. And so then they start to think about it, and then they're like, I really probably need the service too, but I'm not going to tell them right now. So that's a good tip.
Just all right, be, cool. You know, the children will teach you, won't they?
They will. They will. They will. Yes.
They will definitely teach you. And why be afraid? You're doing a product or service. You want people to know about it, and you want people to utilize your services, right?
Yeah.
It's a win-win situation. All right. Thank you for sharing that story, Taylor. I know that, you know, when we are kind of stepping back, our children will step forward for us. So they're a great marketing tool for you. Not tool, but you got it. They're a marketing source for you. All right. So 2, have an elevator pitch. Okay. You need an opening, a middle, and an end to it. You want to say who you are, what business you have. Okay. And then you want to say, how can someone contact you? Now I have a course. It's called the Catch 'Em in 30 Seconds or Less Elevator Pitch. I'll put the link in the description so you can head on over there. It's probably about a little bit over an hour. It's a 5-step module. It'll tell you how to develop your elevator pitch, okay? And the elevator pitch is nothing more than your introduction, okay? You'll know when to use it, when to modify it, and things like that. But have something prepared. That's the most important thing. Have something prepared so you don't get stuck on different things and go on and on and on. And they go, mm-hmm, and then walk away.
That's the worst feeling ever. Mm-hmm. Okay, bye.
And you're like, what in the world did they say? And then you're like telling yourself, why did I say it? Why didn't I just? So just be prepared. You know, it's not easy. It's not easy introducing your business, but it's definitely worth it. Okay. So. Mm-hmm. Ready? Did you have something to say?
I was agreeing with what you said.
All right, cool. So the third tip is follow up with a contact. Don't be like me. Okay? Do not be like me. I can get a contact. I can introduce myself. I can get their information, but I lack following up. And I'm improving that, of course, but just follow up with the person that you make contact with. Get their phone number, get their IG handle, okay? And just, you know, if you can text them, just say, hi, this is Pamela. I'm following up with you. We met on last Saturday, you know, at my child's game, and just following up, maybe we can grab a cup of coffee or something. It doesn't have to be anything elaborate. Doesn't have to be anything that's, you know, weighty, I guess you could say. And it's just saying, hey, I recognize who you are. I'm following up with you. Maybe we can chat. Maybe I can solve your problem. That's really what it is. Follow up. Okay. And the fourth one is, and Taylor, you might be able to expound on this, join a group. Okay. Like-minded people, join a group, whether it's gardening, if you love gardening, if you want to know more about how to grow a garden, how to grow your vegetables, or it might be something really specific like orchids. You know, how do I grow orchids? You know, and all that kind of stuff. So join a special group or a group that is of your interest, or it could be like something like for a cause, like Habitat for Humanity, or Save the Whales, or Earth, you know, what is it called? Global warming. So it's really good to get into those spaces where people are feeling energized or they're feeling led by a cause. And you can, just by building those conversations and those relationships, helps with you and your business and networking. Did you have something to add to that, Taylor?
Yeah, it definitely does help with networking. I know one of the first things I do if I'm interested in something or learning something new, I normally go to Pinterest first, or then I go to Facebook and I join a group. And the reason that I love to join the groups is because they offer up way more information than just one, you know, post. And especially if it's like a very active group, you're able to go in there and ask questions to them and you will get a response, you know, basically from like a bunch of like-minded people. That's the key thing, to be around like-minded people. And even if everybody is not on the same level that you're at, there's somebody that you can get some information from. It may just be something small, like we were saying earlier, learning from children. As much as I teach them, I learn that much more. And then sometimes somebody might just be like, well, you taught me that, and you'd be looking like, I never taught you that. And then they're like, oh yes, you did. But, oh my God. So You learn from people in those groups, on social media groups, or check out your local library, depending on what you do. That's a great place to go and have a networking event, or even a coffee shop or anything like that. Just, you can even set up the group, say, hey, if you're interested in such and such, we're going to meet on Tuesdays. And that could grow into, you know, even more of something that you can kind of spearhead, and you can show your expertise, and others can show their expertise to you as well.
I like that. And shameless plug, we do have a Facebook group called Tamalyn Taylor's Treat Talk Tuesday. You can find us on Facebook. So be sure to go over there and join our Facebook group, where you can gain tips, share what you do. Maybe you have an issue with a certain type of technique or something. It's just a good, solid, free platform for you to express yourself as a dessert and sweet treat maker. Okay. So I want to make sure we've said that too. Okay. Moving on to number 5. This is the last one, but definitely very important. Okay. So for all you social media people, averse to social media people, get on social media. It's where your audience is. Okay. Just like Taylor mentioned about Pinterest. I have a Pinterest account, but I don't use it. And I need to really brush up on that. But Pinterest, there's a lot of people that go into Pinterest. There's a lot of people that go to YouTube. There's a lot of people. Most people are on Facebook. However, you have to pick your right platform. And we say that, let's segue over into, if you want our podcast that we did on, I'm sorry, our webinar we did on podcasting, you'll find it here, 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 or in the comments. You can segue over there. We talk about how to, what's the best social media platform to use when you're doing a podcast. So make sure that you click on that as well and go check that out. So back to social media. Pinterest is one. Google, of course, is another platform that you can really gain information. Not, you know what I mean? It's not a platform. It's a search engine.
I just found out that with Google, it is, they are like, they're paying people now to put their pictures of their locations in places as like reviews. So that is another platform that's really good to put your experiences on, and you can maybe have a side hustle of that. And because you're going to the places anyway, you're taking a good pictures, you know, if you're leaving a review, probably can look up that that information, and you can be able to, you know, share on there and somehow get some coins for it.
Oh, that sounds good. I have to check that out myself.
Right.
Thanks, Taylor. Check that out myself. So yeah, social media is a place where you can showcase what you do, what problems you solve, or what things that you enjoy doing. And who knows, somebody might be able to click on your profile and check you out and want to order your services or order your items. So
products.
Connect with you. How about that? Connect with you. That's a better word. Connect with you on your products and services. So that concludes the 5 best tips to networking. You want to give us a recap, Taylor?
Definitely. So number 1 is to be in the room. Connect with the right people in the room when you are in there as well, so that when you go into the room, you won't be with the annoying person that nobody wants to talk to. You'll be with the person that attracts people and has good resources and communication for you to expand your network. All right, number 2 is the elevator pitch. Once you get there, what are you going to say? How are you going to say it? Are you going to be shy and timid, or are you going to go in there with authority and boldness and let people know who you are and what you do? Number 3 is follow up with a contact. After somebody leaves, hopefully you made an impression on them by being with the right people and in the room with your elevator pitch. And then when they follow up with you, they'll say, hey, you're the person that does such and such and such. I've been meaning to contact you, or something like that. Next, you know, keep up that relationship. Join a group. Maybe you can be in a mastermind together. Maybe you can connect and do a business venture together. And fifth, once you get on social media, get on social media and you can, you know, talk it out with that person. If you are collaborating on something, like me and Tamala collaborate to do Tamala and Taylor's Tree Talk Tuesday, we then start networking with our own individual groups. We bring people from her platform and people from my platform. And then we're able to therefore network and connect with two different audiences. So everything is going to come together in based on these five tips about networking.
I love it. I love it. That's a great recap. and thank you so very much. And I just really am so excited about this month's theme on networking for business. And I hopefully you all will tune in, like, share, and comment about what does networking mean to you? Are you one of those people that are a social butterfly and it's nothing for you to connect with people? Or are you someone that's a little bit reserved and, you know, want people to come to you instead of you going to them? So
that's me. I'm telling you guys to speak with authority. And once we actually have a conversation, I will speak with authority. But up until then, I might stay on one side of the room and not talk to anybody. So don't do that. No thumbs up. Don't do that. Go and talk to people.
Go and talk to people. All progress. We are progressing.
Right. This is very true. So yeah. We hope you got something from this episode. Like Tamala said, like, share, comment, subscribe. I am Taylor with Taylor's Kitchen, located in Albion, Michigan, where we make custom sweet treats for your special occasions. I can be found on all social media platforms, even Pinterest, at Sweet Spirit Treats. And over to Tamala.
Hey, thank you again for joining us. I am Tamala, owner of Torlitas for that sweet and crunchy taste. Torlitas is a dessert company located right here in this great state of Ohio. If you want to know more about me, go to @Torlitas. That's T as in Tuesday, O-R-L-I-T-A-S.
All right, guys. Have a blessed week. Bye.